Mobile.
K2RCU, KN4VWA, good morning, sir.
We soggy yet?
Just a little misty this morning, and I'm headed over that way.
Max?
Headed over there to that little blue building there in Inman. I'm on. Start hanging insulation on the inside today. I kind of got it balanced out where if it's raining outside, I can work inside, and if it's nice outside, I'll work outside.
Okay. Well, I'm headed for, I forgot his call sign now. He thinks we're going to put in a tower today in this weather. But, I think I'm going to get over there and then we're going to cancel this thing for the day.
Based on the weather report, I think today will be better than tomorrow. By the mixed concrete, KZ4M Mobile.
Mercy, are you on your way up there, big boy?
Matt's already got the donuts, too.
Neighborhood, yeah. Plus, the neighborhood is just hitting right straight down, I'll tell you what.
It's the misty rain.
Just didn't want to be talking over anybody or under anybody. Either way. But where you at now, Gary? Go ahead and take it.
MD7J Mobile. Hey, Matt. Good morning. Well, I just came through the intersection of Highway 11 and 14 in Gowansville and heading east.
Well, I'm on New Cut Road, fixing to turn on the Asheville Highway to go to 292 to cross over to 9. So I'm on my way also. But it's a heavy drizzle over here.
I looked at the weather, and as the morning progresses, the rain goes away. So anyway, I'm on my way to have a test. I'm probably going to have another one on Thursday or Friday, just to be sure. Anyway, you guys have a good day. Don't do nothing silly. Wish I could be there. I'm kind of disappointed, but it is what it is. ND7J. Enjoy your brain swab. I've had several, and it's not a lot of fun, but it's not that big a deal. Anyway, you guys be careful. Have a good one.
Hey, Bob, you do know that there's an incubation period before it'll show up on a test from time of exposure.
I know about it, and been very, very keen on keeping up with it all, and I actually saw Fred on Sunday. Today's Wednesday. I'm having a test just because I can get one, and I'm going to have another one Thursday or Friday, depending on what Fred's results are. So he's getting tested today, and he's supposed to have his results tomorrow. So if his come back negative, I'm having one today. If it comes back negative and Fred's comes back negative tomorrow, I'm not going to be worried about it.
There you go. All right, Tom. Where are you, Tom?
I'm 26, just crossed under Business 85.
You can find it first time. I think I'm about 15 minutes out, so I think we're all going to kind of converge at the same time. Do you guys know how long he's been in this house?
Been there, what, about a year and a half?
Sure, but I'm not sure.
So the yard has had a chance to compact, right?
He sodded, but it's kind of in a low area. It might get mushy, I don't know.
What I'm concerned about, my machine will tear up, it'll tear up a soft area, you know, with multiple trips. You know, eight or ten times, probably just fine, but, you know, not if we go a whole bunch of trips.
But anyway, he was worried about that.
I don't know why. My radio just went off. Gary, where's he going to locate this at? I'm pretty sure it's going to be down in the backyard, but is it going to be down to the left, down the hill bit, or is it going to be to the right? Do you know exactly where he's putting it?
The ham shack, and so that's on, if you look at the front of the house, on the left side. back in there, I think that's it. And Matt said he's got all these donuts, so we have to eat all his donuts anyway. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
10D7J. Off the back left corner of the house. Back left corner of the house. And he's going to position it so the guy wires will go where they need to go. So just for the info. ND7J.
Hey, Bob. How about suggesting to these other two guys on the air here about just putting the mix in the ground and wetting it as we go for expedience and speed in this weather?
I'm going to leave that call up to Matt and what have you. I think it would be faster, but I think it would probably be better to mix it. But I'm going to leave that call up to Matt. I got to go. I'm in the parking lot here. I'll catch you all later. ND7J.
RCU.
Go, Russ.
Hey, how deep are y'all going with it?
From what I understand, 4x4x4.
3x3x3.
There you go. 3x3x3.
Any 2-inch PVC pipe? Ask is, we've set some footers before and dry set them like that. And what we do is put like 4 pieces of 2-inch PVC pipe down almost to the ground and put water in those so it penetrates from the bottom up. And then once we start getting it saturated, pull it out and then vibrate it in, and it sets up just fine.
Wasn't the layered thing where you put a couple of bags in, spray, you know, put water on top of that, put a couple more bags in, water, bags, water, bags, and water?
I have done that before, and it seems to work out pretty good. Are y'all doing any reinforcements in it? I don't have rebar or something like that in it. If you can do it in layers like that, do it on each layer with the rebar, and then if you've got a way to vibrate it after you do it, that'll help it settle.
Interesting. Well, anything to speed up the process, because when I looked at the radar, I thought I saw a cell developing over Seneca that was moving north-northeast towards us. Look at that, Gary. Did y'all look at the radar this morning?
It looks like on the radar I'm looking at, if y'all were going to be north of my location over here around Holly Springs Fire Department, there is a band that's going to be coming through there, but it's just about on top of you.
Well, we're going to be over here just barely south of Lake Bowen, and over there just on the east side of 9. And look over there towards Seneca, Clemson and Seneca area, on the radar.
I've got it pulled up here, and it looks like there's a line that stretches from down around Athens, Georgia, all the way up to Hendersonville, and it's just scattered little cells that are coming across. Doesn't look like anything red. It looks like it's just going to be light rain.
Russ, what is that, AccuWeather?
Use the My Radar app on Android. It's got the features for the wind directions and for the lightning strikes in it. Used it when I was working at the fire department.
Yeah, I used to have that on there, and I messed it up. I was getting alerts for typhoons off the west coast off of that thing. Every time I turned around, it was alert, alert, alert. I mean, for stuff all over the country. But that is a good one.
Well, y'all gentlemen, have yourself a fun time playing out in the rain. I'm going to go over here and open up the sliding door and step inside and play in some fiberglass insulation for a while. I think I'd rather mix concrete, but I got to get this job done.
Good day. Get out there and be a dirty rotten capitalist. Make you some money. And I look forward to hearing from you on that subject we spoke about. So, 73's. I'm coming up on Highway 9 now, guys.
On 26 heading south, about 3 miles away from the exit for Hinman. I think, Steve, the biggest deciding factor that Matt's going to probably have to make is Does he want his lawn torn up? I didn't even think about that. But you know, we can assess, you know, the sogginess and whatnot, and that may cause him to postpone.
Well, I'm right behind you because I'm coming up on Highway 9 right now, off 292. So, you banking left or right?
Correction, correction. I'm at 292 and 26, and I'll be on 9. And I'm there at that Shell station, Tom. And I'll be on 9 in just a minute. I'll be turning right to go south towards Sparkburg, and then I go down there and pick up River Oak. I think that's the second major left, and River Oak will take you out to the turn out there that we need to get to.
I've been over there a couple of times. I just was wondering which way you were going because there are several ways to go. But apparently you're right behind me because I am on 9 south from 292.
Given the fact that I'm pulling a car hauler with a John Deere on it, am I thinking right in going in on River Oak and then turning down to the right to get down to his place?
I'm going to be honest with you, I can't remember the name of the road, but if you go south, you'll bang a left on the whatever road it is. I think it may be River Oaks, I'm not sure. Turn right up there. There's only one tight space that I can remember going through there, but I wasn't pulling a trailer. Your perception of things is a whole lot different when you're pulling a trailer.
Okay. Well, I'm coming up on 9. I believe, I'm coming up on 9 right now. Are you on the River Oak yet?
That's this traffic.
About a half a mile behind you then.
For me to exit 26 to 292, so I'm behind you guys.
For LBO, KZ for him. I guess you made it to work okay. KZ4N, clear and listening.
Would have wised up by now.
Running for some people's takes.
Be on Tom, Gary. I tell you what, he does the best he can.
And me and Lisa.
Well, I have heard that old saying. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
Tom and I are blessed here.
You're not the only ones.
292 heading toward 9 in about a mile.
I'd say maybe a quarter of a mile from turning into Mass. You can get ready to cross over the lake.
You know the name of the road that you turn right on just past crossing the lake?
Yes, as Matt told me, we'll try to take you in through that. There's a neighborhood, a community or whatever. You don't want to do that. You want to go bypass that. Go ahead another half mile, and then there's a road on the right.
And why do we not want to take that first right past the bridge? Is that the neighborhood?
That's the neighborhood.
And why do we not want to go down through there?
Because it doesn't go to his house.
The map shows that that road pops out onto Autumndale, and you turn right, and it goes right down to his house.
The neighborhood has some very narrow streets and some people that park on the streets. It may be difficult to get through there, especially pulling a trailer.
I was asking. All right, so where should I go to turn right?
A hill, and the name of the road is Quail Creek.
Hill turns right off of Quail Creek. Right.
Destinating. So I'll be off for a little bit. You guys be careful coming in. See you shortly. Kilo Z4 Mike.
Just crossed, or just passed Mud Creek, and I guess this is the lake I'm going to cross over in just a second.
Turned down River Oak, so I'm behind you guys. Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee.
I'm crossing the lake.
Channel of
avoid, according to my GPS. It's called Rolling Rivers Drive. That's not the way.
Yep, that's what I just passed. I don't quail.